1 Kings chapter 13, I'm going to read verse 11 through verse 19. It was said to me by the Lord. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works of that man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Them they also told also to their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his son, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. You see, he said, I won't do it. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord. I won't do it. It was said to me by the word of the Lord that thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I'm a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spake to me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee unto thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him, and did eat bread in his house, and drank water. What do you think the percentage would be of the people that go back? They do it every day. Somebody comes along and says, well, God spoke to me too, and this is what we're going to do, and this is what you ought to do. How often has the word of the Lord been changed by those supposedly acting in the name of the Lord? Today, we've got so-called versions and perversions of the very word of God itself, of Scripture. We've got priests and we've got preachers, and they proclaim what's right and what's wrong. They do it all the day long. I don't know if you saw it this week. The Methodists have split. Did you see that? Because the Methodists have decided that sodomites are okay. They've decided that they'll go along with so-called same-sex marriage, and they'll ordain queers and lesbians and put them in the pulpit.
They weren't that far off anyway.
Weren't that far off. It's a natural progression of things. And so they had to split. Well, now it's okay. You see what I'm saying? It was not okay. It was taboo with God. I mean, if you know anything about John and Charles Wesley, it's an incredible thing where we come because of this right here. Well, God or an angel spoke to me, and they changed everything, you see. They started with women preachers. You know, there's a woman preacher many years ago that went to battle with me. She still lives here. Went to battle with my wife. Her husband died, and she's now living in sin with a fellow in her house. You see how it goes? Not to mention how we ourselves, we use Scripture for our own means, our own desires. Well, yeah, it said, but you know, is it not always, yea, hath God said, and then we rectify those things in our minds to suit our way? How is it when I speak the Lord, I must always hear? You know, when I speak things of the Lord, you know what I hear? Well, this is what I believe. I mean, almost without exception. I'll mention something in Scripture, thus saith the Lord. Well, this is what I believe. Well, I'm out. You see? Rather than what should be, thus saith the Lord, or the Lord hath said, or, well, that's what the Bible says. That's how you argue Scripture. Thus saith, that's what the Bible says. You see, controversies in religion are not about what Scripture says, but they're about what man thinks Scripture says. That's the whole problem right there. If you turn to the book of 1 John. First John chapter 2 and verse 21. Now look at it. He said, Paul said, I have not written unto you, John said, I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. All right, now hear me. Don't fall out of your chair. Anyone who doesn't agree with me on Scripture is wrong. Did you hear what I just said? Anyone who doesn't agree with me on Scripture is wrong. And listen, if you can't make the same assumption, then you've got error of Scripture in you. And verse 21 doesn't apply to you. Now look at verse 20. You say, how can you make such an assumption? But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. As the old deacon said, don't preach that. Who's he writing to? He's writing to the church. Are you part of the church? And then if you're going to, of course, don't preach chapter 3 and verse 6, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Now you're in double trouble. Do you see? All sorts of trouble. How about 1 Corinthians 2:16? You remember what 1 Corinthians 2:16 says? But we have the mind of Christ. You don't have the mind of Christ? There's nothing proud or boastful here. This is Bible. Look, is all this just a metaphor to you? I'd ask our young high school student what a metaphor is, but I won't. Isn't that actually how all related to the new birth and the blood of Christ is portrayed in religion today? A metaphor. A phrase which is not literal. That's almost it. That's the Methodist Church. It's the Baptist Church. It's the Catholic Church. It's the Pentecostal Church. It's the Presbyterian Church. A phrase which is not literal. Saved. A metaphor. Washed. Metaphor. Sinneth not. A metaphor. You know all things. A metaphor. You have the mind of Christ. A metaphor. Born again. A metaphor. A new creature. And on it goes. But there's a problem with that. You see, I was there. That's the problem with that. And any time these doubts and these things have ever crossed my mind, I have to go back to the time and the place. I was there. But wait, this happened to me. Look at Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6 through verse 9. The Apostle Paul said, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ. Unto another God. He's talking about, they were there. He called you. He said, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Lord, have mercy if he was here today. But though we are an angel, you remember our text, but though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than ye have received, let him be accursed. Now that's exactly what occurred in our text. It's what's occurred in our denominations. It's what's occurred in our religion today. This is what occurred with those as those likes of John MacArthur. You can look that up, the controversy of John MacArthur on the blood. Told you I almost broke the computer screen. The blasphemous things that he uttered from his mouth. Now 99% of what he says I agree with. And then he just blows it all up. You see? And it's not just him, it's many, many others. And the entire Bible, listen, has become but a metaphor. That's what it's become. Phrases that aren't literal. And in truth, ever since the garden, Satan has led man to question God. Ye shall be as gods. I'd ask this small, is the Holy Ghost literal? What about a spirit, a soul? Are we but dogs? Faith itself, evidence of things not seen. Think about it. I mean, the seas parting, men walking in fire, men walking on water, blood. But the blood and the new birth, not literal. Who can forget the controversy of the blood in our own midst? I remember it like it was yesterday. Over the blood, almost came to fisticuffs. Over the blood. Those who say, we're not saved by the literal blood of Christ. It's a metaphor. So far as I know, it's all I'm saved by. Yes. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And if there's no remission of sin, I'm a sinner and I'm going to hell. No salvation. Now, I can't stress the importance of this thing. It's the gospel. It's the only gospel. It's the blood. You see? It's only the blood. It's always only been the blood. Before the foundation of the earth, it was the blood. First the blood of animals, and then the blood of Jesus Christ the Lord that shed on Calvary's cross and is cleansing to this day. My Bible says the Word was God. I heard scripture being read on a documentary that we watched this week. And it started out, it was unusual because it was PBS, but it was a documentary on the pilgrims. And it started out, and I knew it immediately. It was like, whoa, it was scripture. It was stark and it was real. And as God's our witness, the power of the Holy Ghost overtook both of us. And all that was being read was Scripture. No, the voice of God. I said, the Word was God. The voice of God. Are you carnal or are you spiritual? Is your religion carnal or spiritual? You know, simply believing doesn't make something so. In Acts 13, the Bible says that Simon the sorcerer, Simon himself believed. I told him this morning in the first services, faith is not believing, because the devils believe and tremble. And Simon believed and he was baptized, and Peter told him, thou hast neither part nor lot in the matter. And then that same Simon, you know what? He witnessed the laying on of hands to receive the Holy Ghost. Y'all know anything about that? You know why that doesn't occur today? Do you ever think about it? I don't read anywhere where people are going to stop receiving the Holy Ghost. Do you? I don't read. That's not in my Bible. It's because we believe like Simon. We're but carnal in our belief in this matter. He tried to buy it with money. We're but carnal in our belief in this matter. We don't believe somebody can lay hands on us and we can receive the Holy Ghost. Y'all know anybody that you believe could lay hands on you and you'd receive the Holy Ghost? No. Because if you did, you'd be there. You see. I do. I know it's so. How come this has to be just a book? It's not the book. It's the words. The word. It doesn't have to be printed to be God. It's the word. I thought I've changed the way I preach those first two services in those homes. I preach between the songs. Well, I don't pick up my Bible because I've got a guitar around my neck and I preach between the songs. I've got to learn Scripture. And so I've got to know the Scripture. I've got to know the Word. Bring the Word. You see, I don't have to have a book to do that. These boys, they never opened a book. They just went and preached. What did they preach? The Word. You see, the great problem in religion is the failure to recognize the power of the Holy Ghost. And thus everything, and when you miss that, well then everything becomes a metaphor, you see. I seldom see it in our own midst. We all just simply believe. And that's a faith problem. It's a conversion problem. It's a new creature problem. Because we can't make those statements like we read in John, and like we read in Corinthians, and like we read in Galatians, you know all things. You see, even in the few verses that we've read in this particular word right here, most fail to qualify. There was a fella in this documentary we watched. I strongly recommend it. It's a documentary on the Pilgrims. And William Bradford was one of the leaders of that group. He was a separatist. And he had married and they had a young boy. And he was 3 years old when they left for the New World on the Mayflower. They had a 3-year old boy. Do you know what they did with the 3-year old boy? They left him over there in Europe. Y'all hear me? They left their 3-year-old son behind. There's not one of you to do that. I know you. I know every one of you. There's not one of you that do that. And you wonder why you're not filled with the Holy Ghost. Folks, I'm preaching truth here. I'm not preaching metaphors. You ever read of the children of the apostles? Ever? What, did all the kids disappear in the New Testament? You know why? They weren't with them. They were not with them. They gave up all, including children, to follow Christ. And it's not the act. It's the willingness. Brother David and Sister Joan in Mexico, how many kids and grandkids they have down there with them? And they've been doing this 40 years. They left them. And some of you think, right, that's not right. It is right. If that's what God had them do. It is right. Husband, wife, leave them. Hannah with Samuel just spoke on this some weeks back. And today was, oh, it doesn't literally mean that we give up our sons and daughters. Really? Is that what it is? Who are our enemies? Y'all don't remember?
Inside your own home.
Inside your own home. God wouldn't expect me to do that. I'm asking you this morning, are you spiritual or are you carnal? Has it never been said to you by the word of the Lord? It has, but perhaps we're not listening. We forget. The biggest controversies we've ever had in our midst had to do with a of our own home. Children and parents. Yes, we changed the Bible to suit us. And most always by those in our own family. But we claim and live otherwise. We're the exception. There's one thing you better remember, and you better never forget it. I'll be gone. You folks will probably still be here. And that is, it was said to me by the word of the Lord. And he didn't change that when you grew up, and he didn't change that when you got older, and he didn't change that when you got smarter, and he didn't change that when you got married, and he didn't change that when you got kids. And he didn't change that when you did this or this or this. It was said to me by the word of the Lord. Yes. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God.